Ervin Daf Tzadi. We're in Pei Tes Amud Beis. We are four lines from the bottom of the Amud. We started yesterday the ninth parak of the Masechta. The discussion in the beginning of the ninth parak revolves around the ability to carry from one rooftop to another rooftop. It has already been well established here in this Masechta. One cannot carry from one house to another house, despite the fact that both of them are a Rishas HaYachid, but a takana that was made by Shlomo HaMelech is that the only way you can carry from one Rishos HaYachid to another Rishos HaYachid is only with the institution of Eruv going ahead and combining everybody making a contribution, placing the contribution in somebody's house, and that is going to unify all the residents so as now one can carry from one house to another, from the house to the chatzar, etc., etc. Over here, the discussion revolves around the roof and the ability to carry from one rooftop to another, even without an Eruv. In the Mishnah, there were three shitas. We're going to quickly review the three shitas. First, the shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that all the gagos, all the rooftops, are rishos achas. They're considered one domain. Rashi explained back in the Mishnah, the reason why Rabbi Meir views them all as one domain is ein tashmisham tadir, because the usages on the rooftops are not that common, and so therefore they're not going to be given the same status as the houses which have a regular usage. But since it has semi-usage on the rooftops, therefore the Chachamim did not demand that an Eruv be made in order to carry from one to the other. Shita Chachamim, second Shita in the Mishnah, is that the gagos are separated just like the homes are separated. Just like one is not allowed to carry from one house to another house, so too one cannot carry from one person's rooftop to another person's rooftop without an Eruv. Third Shita of the Mishnah is Shita's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that Gagos, Chatzeros, and Karfaf, all these non-primary residential areas, are considered Rishos Achas. It's considered like one Rishos. The Gemara yesterday spent time discussing the Shita of Rabbi Meir and the Shita of the Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon, we have not yet discussed, and really he's going to be coming up in tomorrow's daf. Shitas Rabbi Meir, the Gemara discussed on Pei Tes Amud Aleph. Go back to yesterday's daf for a review of Rabbi Meir. And the Gemara spent a good amount of time with the Shita of the Chachamim. Chachamim say that one cannot carry from one rooftop to another, machlokas on the of the Amoraim. According to the Chachamim, would one be able to carry within a single rooftop? That's machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav's of the opinion that you cannot carry within the Gag itself. Even within one person's Gag, you can't carry in that area. Rashi back in yesterday's daf explains the reason why is because according to the Chachamim, we do not say that the walls go up. In other words, we have, generally speaking, a principle of good asik, that even as walls come to a physical end, but the halachically the walls continue to ascend. Rav's of the position that on the rooftop, we do not say that. And so therefore, on the rooftops, so it's true that it is the Rishos HaYachid, even on the rooftop itself, the Rishos HaYachid status continues to go up. But at the same time, however, because the walls themselves do not continue to go up, so therefore when you're standing on one person's roof and you're looking at the next person's roof, so it is an area that is open entirely to another area. Rashi described it yesterday, is that havalei rishus prutza bimelua lamakam asur la. It is an area open in its entirety to another area that you can't carry, and since you can't carry from one rooftop to another, and since one is totally open to the other, as a result of that, as a consequence of that, you cannot carry even within your one rooftop in of itself. So Rav is therefore of the position that one is not allowed to carry not only from rooftop to rooftop, but even within one rooftop as well. Otherwise stated, according to Rav, within the sheet of the Chachamim, each one of the rooftops has the status of being a Carmelis. Masha'enkin, the sheet of Shmuel, is that one is not allowed to carry from rooftop to rooftop, but within a rooftop, one is allowed to carry. Shmuel subscribes to the idea of good asik mechitzasa, that the walls continuously go up. Not only the walls on the side of the building go up, but even the interior walls separating one house from the other, those walls also continuously go up. And so therefore, when you're within each one of the respective gagos, so therefore you are enclosed halachically by walls all around you. This basic machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara spent some time discussing in yesterday's daf. In addition to that, Rav Yosef may or may not have sided with Shmuel's position. That was up for much debate in yesterday's daf. And now with all that stated, we're going to continue in the Gemara with the words Amar Abaye towards the bottom of Pei Tes Amud Beis. Amar Abaye. Let's say a person built an addition, a second story, if you will, on the rooftop that was shared by all these other people. And he made for himself a little door, a doorway of four tefachim. In our Gemara, we have the word arba, but probably the correct yirsa over here is arba'a. So you see Rashi. Rashi certainly sides like that. So under those circumstances, now that you made for yourself a little doorway, hutter b'cholagagin kulan, you are now permitted to have access to all the other rooftops. By virtue of the fact now that you have ease of access to all the other rooftops, so all the other rooftops now are effectively surrendered to you, giving you the right now to carry within all the other rooftops. A point that we made in yesterday's daf, but it's worthwhile reiterating because it really becomes such an important and essential point regarding Erevin in general. As we've said now numerous times, the concept behind Erevin is that one cannot carry from one person's home to another person's home, and it seems to be that Hilchas Erevin is really a function of ownership. However, it became clear yesterday as we talked about the rooftops, and over here, as we're talking about how one person now is gaining rights to all the other rooftops, it's true ownership does distinguish between one rooftop and another. Also, one has to take into consideration the ease of use. Because now it is that the one person built a second floor on his roof with a doorway opening up to all the other roofs, and all the other members do not have any kind of ease of access to the rooftop. So therefore, the one person who built a second floor and now has ease of access to all the other rooftops, so now he is going to be gaining the rights to all the other rooftops. It, of course, does not mean that he's going to be gaining ownership of all the other rooftops, but vis-a-vis the halachas of Erevin, so he's going to be gaining rights of all the other rooftops. Continuing in the Gemara, Rava, Amar Rava, Pa'amim Sha'adaka Li'isser. Now, sometimes when you have the second floor that you build on top of your roof, and you make a doorway, sometimes the doorway is counterproductive. Hechidami, an example of that would be the following, David Alahadi Tarbisa, the Beise, the Amar Linituri Tarbisa Huda Avida. The example would be that the doorway is not facing the rooftops, but rather the doorway is facing a garden, away from the rooftops. You have a garden below, on the ground level, and basically what you want to do is you want to create a rooftop so that you have easy access in order to see the garden below. So according to Rava, once your doorway is facing away from the rooftops, so therefore your ease of access to the rooftop is no easier than any other members of this building, and so therefore you are not going to gain the access of all the rooftops, unlike the previous case over there. We're continuing now. We're in Sadi Amud Aleph. We are at the very top line, and we're continuing with the Gemara. We're going to introduce ourselves to a question of Rami Bar Chama. Before doing so, let's remind each other. Within the Shita of the Chachamim, that you cannot carry from one rooftop to another rooftop. So as we already just went over the beginning of Shir, so that also means carrying within the rooftop itself is subject to a major debate. Rav says that you cannot carry within the rooftop itself, and Shmuel disagrees. With that in mind, so now the Gemara is going to be asking the following question, according to the Chachamim within the Shita of Rav. Again, as we already pointed out, but let's just reiterate that according to Rav, what it means is that each one of the rooftops is actually considered a karmelis. Because now, each one of the rooftops is open up to the one next to it, bimilu'a, in its total, and because each one of them now is going to be prohibited to carry on each of the rooftops, so therefore each of the rooftops has a status of being a karmelis. With that stated, so, we are introduced ourselves to the question of Rami Bar Chama, by Rami Bar Chama, shteyamos begag, shteyamos ba'amun mahu. Let's say you have two amos of a gag, and right next to it, so it is two amos of a pillar. And would one be allowed to carry from the gag to the pillar? Amar Rabba Maikami Baile. So Rabba takes stock of this question and really tries to process the question and has difficulty in processing the question. So Karmelis Rishus Yachri Kami Baile. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. The rooftop, again, we're following the sheet of the Chachamim in this question of Rami Bar Chama. So the rooftop over here is the status of a karmelis. The pillar that's right next to the rooftop, it's 10 tefachim high, and it's going to be minimum 4 by 4 tefachim. Now we know that because we're talking about carrying two amos on this pillar. So in other words, the pillar itself is being has the status of a rishus yachid. So effectively, what we are discussing right now is whether or not it'd be okay to transfer from a rishus yachid to a Carmelis, the rooftop, and I'll go in the other direction. From a Carmelis, which is the rooftop, to Rishus Yachid, which is the pillar. And that isn't much of a question. That's something that is well established. That's an Isser Durabanan. Taking us all the way back to Masechta Shabbos, going back to Davav, so we know that this is prohibited, Midurabanan, but it's also. And Rami Abrahama Agav Chorfe Lo Ayinba. And the Gemara here, Rashi says this is the Gemara commenting. So the Gemara over here says that as far as Rami Abrahama is concerned, so he was way too quick on the draw. He asked the question without fully investigating, analyzing the question. And once if he were to think about it just a little bit more, so he would realize, just like we all did, that this is just a question of whether or not one can transfer from a Carmelis to Rishus Yachid, and we know the answer. So the Gemara says, okay, so Ela Hachi Kami Ba'ilei. So the Gemara says the question of Rami Brachama actually is the following. Beisamos Begag Ubeisamos Be'achsajra Mahu. If one is allowed to carry two amos on the rooftop, which again is a Carmelis, and then two amos on a adjoining Achsajra. So right next to the Gag, you have an Achsajra, you have a pavilion. It's actually the rooftop of the pavilion. Would one be allowed to carry from the Gag to the rooftop of the pavilion? Rashi does spend a little bit of time over here going over the idea that the rooftop of the pavilion itself also is a Carmelis. See the Rashi. I'm not going to go through it right now in terms of why it is that it is a Carmelis, but certainly in the context of a Gemara, we know it's a Carmelis because the question now is a subtle question and demands analysis. And that is, the rooftop, according to the Chachamim, is a Carmelis. Again, according to Rav. And the abutting pavilion also is going to be a Carmelis. And can I transfer from one Carmelis to another Carmelis? Mahu. Now, me amrin and kevin delo haichaz ledira velo haichaz ledira chad rishitzahi. On one hand, here's what we could say, that the rooftop itself is not much of a residential area. And the top of the pavilion also is not much of a residential area. And so therefore, can we just simply view it as one domain? And therefore, you can transfer from Carmelis to Carmelis. Now, let's remind each other that to transfer something for Amos in a single Carmelis, so that's going to be prohibited. We're just asking the question over here of one's ability to transfer from one Carmelis to another within four Amos. So the Gemara says, being that both of them are really not that residential, so maybe the answer would be yes or Dilma. The Gemara suggests, on the other hand, that maybe the answer would be no. Well, consider, remember, that according to the Chachamim, I wouldn't be able to carry from one Gog to another Gog. So if I'm not allowed to carry from one Gog to another Gog, because, as we pointed out yesterday, the areas below are divided by different owners, so the area above also, according to the Chachamim, are going to be viewed as if divided by different owners. So, once we establish you can't carry from one Gog to another Gog, so maybe the same thing would be true over here. I couldn't carry from the Gog to the Achsajra. Maybe the principle still is going to be the same principle. Now, by Rabbi Barbai asked a question which seems to be very similar. Beizamos Begag, Beizamos Bechorva. Can I transfer an item to Amos on the rooftop, which again, according to the Chachamim, Aliba the Rav, is a Carmelis, and can I then move it to two amos of an adjacent churva, a dilapidated house, a house that's unoccupied. So mahu. So here the question is, would I be able to do that as well? So Amar Rav Kahana, Lav Hainu Drami Barchama. So Rav Kahana is just wondering, this question that was just posed by Rabibi Bar Abaye, is it that radically different than Rami Barchama? Isn't the question basically, can I transfer something from one Carmelis to another? It sounds exactly like what Rami Barchama asked, and the Gemara says, and I don't really understand Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, what new ground is he breaking over here in asking a question which seems to be pretty repetitive? To which the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Bibi Bar Abaye v'chime achar asai v'nitzai achzadra lo chazi l'dira v'chor v'chazi l'dira." So the Gemara says, "Well, Rav Bibi Bar Abaye says, look, the achzadra it's not residential, and it doesn't even have the potential of being residential. On the other hand, churva, my question regarding the churva chazi l'dira." So it has the potential of being residential. Right now it happens to be an abandoned house and a ruined house, but it's a fixer-upper. You put a little bit of work in, you put a little bit of effort in, and it could become residential. So Rabibi Barbai is saying that my question actually is a little bit better because, at least in our case over here, it has the potential of being residential. To which the Gemara says, "V'chim ya'achid dechaz ledira amai kemi ba'ilei." So the Gemara says, "So I don't understand." So in the case of the Chorva, where it has the potential being residential, so then how does this even pose itself as a question? Meaning, what's the question now? Can I move it from one residential area to another residential area? Now again, it's a gag, so it's not fully residential; it's quasi residential. But the Gemara is basically saying, "But I really don't understand." So, but if we're talking about transferring from a rooftop to a Chorva, it is really kind of the same thing. Moving from one semi-residential to another semi-residential, and that should be problematic. And again, basically what the Gemara is struggling with is this question of Rabbi Bar Abaye, how is it radically different than what Rami Bar Chama is asking? So the Gemara says, Imtim Salama Kamar. So the Gemara says, stylistically, what Rabbi Bar Abaye is asking is Imtim Salama. And as Rashi points out over here, he's not asking a question in substituting what Rami Bar Chama is asking, but rather as a follow-up to Rami Bar Chama. And the Gemara now explains exactly how the sequence of the questions went. Imtim Salamach Sajalo Chazaladira. So let's start off with the question of Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama wants to know two amos on the Gag, and then another two amos onto the Achsadra. And to which the Gemara says, and let's assume over here that the case, in this case it would be okay, because really one cannot compare the Gag to the Achsadra. The Gag is semi-residential. The Achsadra is not residential at all. So the Gemara says, let's table that question, or at least let's assume that they're not the same. So now we have a follow-up, and this is Rabbi Bar Abaye. And let me just I'll just back up one line. Imtim Salam Achsadra lo Chaz Ladira. Churva Chaz Ladira. So maybe the Churva is Chaz Ladira. And so therefore the Churva, one would be prohibited to transfer from the Gag to the Churva. Odil Mahashemi Leif Bei Diorim. Or on the other hand, no. In other words, what we could argue is that right now the Churva does not have any Diorim. So what we could suggest, at least for the here and now, is that looking not at its potential, but rather at its actual, so it does not have currently any residents, and so therefore you can't compare carrying from roof to roof to the case of carrying from rooftop to the rooftop of a dilapidated home of a Churva. So take this to the Gemara, leaves now the question is unresolved. And really, both questions are unresolved. Both the question of Rabbi Bar Chama and the question also, the follow-up question of Rabbi Bar Abaye. Continuing now in the Gemara, Gagin, Hashavim L'Rab Meir, V'Gag Yechidi L'Rabbanan. So the Gemara now is going to be discussing more of this topic of rooftops, both according to the Sheet of Rab Meir and according to the Sheet of the Chachamim. So first, the Sheet of Rab Meir, Gag Hashavim L'Rab Meir. So they are on the same plane, these various rooftops. What the Gemara means by that is as follows. Remember what we learned yesterday, that according to Rav Meir, so all the rooftops are viewed as one domain. It's Rishus Achas. With notable exception, as we learned in the Mishnah, is that where you have a height differential between one rooftop and another rooftop of anything greater than 10 tefachim. Where under those circumstances, we're going to have to say that they are differentiated. The Gemara in Yosef's Daf explained why. So the word Shavim over here just simply means that we don't have any serious height differential between one rooftop and another, according to Shitas Rav Meir, where it's one domain. Gag Yechidi L'Rabbanan, one rooftop according to the Chachamim. That means to say that we're within the area of one rooftop according to the Chachamim. So now the question is, in both of these cases, the Shita Rav Meir and the Shita of the Chachamim, would one be allowed to carry within that area? And the positions over here are going to surprise us. Rav Amar, Motel Latalta Bechula, Ushmol Amar, Ein Metalta Lambo, Ella Bidalit. So Rav says you're allowed to carry within the whole area, and Shmuel says no, you can only carry four amos in that area. Now at this point in time, if you're confused, perfect, meaning you're following the Gemara. So Rav Amar, Motel Latalta Bechula, Kashi Derava Derav. So the Gemara says, so let's start with Rav. In yesterday's daf, we learned that according to Rav, according to the Chachamim, one is not allowed to carry within the Gag. And as we, again, just to go over, the reason being is because Rav rejects the idea of good asik mechitzasa, that the walls continue to ascend upwards. So that means that the area on top of the roof now is next to, it's adjacent to another area. I cannot carry from one area to another area. I also cannot carry within the area itself because it is a chatzer hanifrat bimloa lamakum sha'asola. It's open to another area adjacent to it that you cannot carry to it. And so therefore you cannot carry in the area itself. And so therefore, it has the status of being a karmelis. That's what we learned according to Rav in yesterday's daf. Now what the Gemara is telling us is that if I have Gag Yechidi, according to the sheet of the Chachamim, Rav's telling you I can carry it in the whole area. So that is called a stira between yesterday's daf and today's daf. The Gemara's response, Hasam lo minka remichitzasa, hacha minka remichitzasa. So the Gemara says there's going to be a major difference between yesterday's daf and today's daf, and the Gemara says it goes like this. In today's daf, minkara mechitzasa. That means to say is as follows. That yes, of course, there's a roof on the top, and yes, the walls do not continue to physically go up, but over here in today's daf, Rav is going to subscribe to the idea that halachically the walls continue to ascend. Why? Minkara mechitzasa. Because you recognize the walls. As you are standing on the rooftop, you actually can see the walls along the side, meaning that the roof does not overlap the sides of the house, and so therefore you can at least see the edges of the rooftop. Sorry, didn't mean that. The edges of the wall. And since you can see the edges of the wall, so therefore they continue to ascend upwards. That's today's daf. Masha'enken, yesterday's daf. So the roof totally overlapped all the walls. You cannot see the interior walls. You cannot even see the walls on the side of the house. And so therefore, you do not have the walls continue to ascend upwards because lo minkara mechitzasa, you just simply do not see the walls. So the Gemara says that is going to be the difference between Rav of yesterday's daf versus Rav of today's daf. Shmuel amarim etaltim ba'ol abadala ramos. Now, Shita Shmuel of today's daf also is going diametrically opposed to what we learned in yesterday's daf according to Shmuel. So the Gemara says lo kasha. So I'm sorry, kasha de Shmuel de Shmuel. So the Gemara says there's a stira between the two positions of Shmuel. So the Gemara says, again, there has to be a difference between Shmuel of yesterday's daf and Shmuel of today's daf. And Shmuel of yesterday's daf, so Shmuel says that you're allowed to carry within the whole area because the area in total is less than a beis asayim. And so therefore, it does not have the status of a karfaf. However, in today's daf, where Shmuel said that the area of the rooftop you cannot carry within the entire area. You're only limited to carrying within dalamas of the rooftop. That's because we're talking about an area that's greater than 5,000 square amos, otherwise known as a karfaf. And now, let's think this through. As the Gemara is about to spell this out, but I'm just going to set us up first, and then we'll see it inside the Gemara. And that is that Shmuel subscribes to the idea that good asik, that the walls go up, and if the walls go up, aren't you now surrounded and enclosed by walls? And why are we going to say that the area on the top, if it's greater than 5,000 square amos, why do we say that it has the status of being a karfaf? So again, the Gemara is going to say this, but I'm just going to set it up, because even though clearly in the house itself it is residential, and the walls when constructed were constructed for residential purposes, but that of course is for the interior of the house. Even though we do say good asik and that the walls go up, but the rooftop is a non-residential area. People use the rooftops, but not like residents, as we said in yesterday's daf. And so therefore, the rooftop itself, even though it's enclosed by walls, halachic walls, but nevertheless, the rooftop itself is considered non-residential. And so therefore, if the area of the rooftop is greater than 5,000 square amos, so then it has the status of a karfaf. Going back to the dapim of chav gimel, chav dalin, chav hey, here in Erevin. So we were introduced to the idea of a karpuff, that if I have an area that is greater than 5,000 square amos and it's not zoned for residential usage, so then it is usur midrabban to carry in such an area, despite the fact that me'ikar, it didn't according to the strict letter of the law, it has the status of being a rishus ha-yachid. And so the Gemara is saying over here that in today's daf, I'm sadi, where Shmuel says that one is not allowed to carry in the rooftop, even though it is a single rooftop, and even though halachically it's enclosed by walls, but the issue is that it is yoser mi beis asayim, as opposed to in yesterday's daf, where Shmuel says that you are allowed to carry within the entire area of the rooftop that's talking about, where it's less than 5,000 square amos. The Gemara says all this, we're reading it inside. Adishmol, adishmol, asam lo havi yoser mi beis asayim, hacha havi yoser mi beis asayim. V'hani mechitzos lamata avidun lamala lo avidun. The mechitzas were made for residential purposes in the house, not on the rooftop. The havik a karfaf yosemi beis asayim. And if the area above is greater than a beis asayim, so then it has the status of a karfaf. Shalohu kafladira. That was not zoned for residential use. V'cholkarf of Yosef mibeis asayim shalahuk of ladira in metautal bo ela bedalan. And now we go back to the general rule of karfav, the basic rule of karfav. That anytime you have an area that is non-residential, you cannot carry in that area anything more than dal amos. The area has the status of being a karmelus. Itmar. We are now three lines from the bottom of Tzadi Amud Aleph. After having now gone over shitas of Rav and Shmuel regarding a rooftop, multiple rooftops according to Rav Meir, single rooftop according to the Chachamim, and what would be the status, and we had both the opinions of Rav and Shmuel, and then what we had to do also is resolve the seeming discrepancy that existed between today's daf and yesterday's daf. The Gemara now is going to continue a discussion about other areas where we have a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Itmar, the Gemara now brings down the following sfina. We have a boat. The boat is extraordinarily large. It's greater than 5,000 square amos. Rav Amar Mutala Tata Bakula. Rav says that one is allowed to carry within the entire perimeter of the boat. Shmuel Amar Ein Matatlamba Ela Bedalan. Shmuel says, nope, the only thing you do is carry in this boat, but only Dal Amos, no more than Dal Amos. And the Gemara looks to now explain the difference between the two. Rav Amar Mutala Tata Bakula. Rav is of the position that one is allowed to carry within the entire area, Da'ika Mechitzasa, because you have walls. And the walls that were used to build this boat are not only there to help construct the boat, but obviously to create an interior area of the walls, and therefore it is considered Hukla Fadira. Shmuel's position, on the other hand, as we continue in the Gemara, Shmuel Amar Ema talked about Ella Be'arba Amos Mechitzas Lahavriach Maim Asuyas. And Shmuel's position over here, very interesting, and that is that the purpose of these walls of the boat principally is to make sure that no water gets into the boat. And so therefore, functionally speaking, since these walls' primary purpose is to keep the water outside, so therefore you cannot look at these walls as if they are made for residential purposes. And even though Shmuel, of course, is going to acknowledge the fact that as a secondary purpose of these walls, they are going to provide residence for everybody in the interior, but Shmuel says that under these circumstances, we do not look at the secondary purpose of the wall, but we only look at the primary purpose of these walls. Amalei Rav Chiya Bar Yosef L'Shmuel Hilchasa Kavasecho O Hilchasa Karav. The Gemara over here brings down a really interesting back and forth. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef says to Shmuel, does the halacha fall like you or does the halacha fall like Rav? Now, under normal circumstances, this would be a very strange question. You're asking a Bar Plukta, somebody who's involved in a machlokas, as to whether or not the halacha falls like him or like the person he's arguing with. So under most circumstances, typically, the answer would be, we were arguing. And obviously, I subscribe to my viewpoint. My guess would be over here, and it's simply a guess, but I would guess that Shmuel, on a number of occasions, was not sure about his own position, and it was somehow clear, even as Shmuel presents his own position, that he himself may have thought about backtracking from his position. Anyway, regardless of what the narrative was and what the surrounding details were, but the facts on the ground is Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef asked Shmuel whether or not the halacha falls like Shmuel or whether the halacha falls like Rav. Amalei Hilchasa K'Rav, and Shmuel says the halacha falls like Rav. So under these circumstances, we now know that when you have a boat, even if the boat is more than 5,000 square amos, the boat does not have the status of being a karmelis. It is not viewed as mechitzah shalahuk of ladira, because the understanding is that those walls, aside from keeping the water out, was also there to be made so that people will have residence within the area of the walls of the boat. Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, Amod de Rav Sheim Kafa Alpia Sheim Metalten Laba Ela Ba'ar Ba'amos. Ba'ar Ba'amos. Period. So the Gemara brings down, introduces us to another halacha, and that is, let's say you turn the boat upside down. So you turn the boat upside down, and it has the status of being a karmelis. The Gemara says that needs clarification. Kavalamai. Why exactly did you turn the boat upside down? Ilema lador tachtaha. So maybe you just turned the boat upside down because you needed a roof, and right now, what better roof do you have than a roof that basically is already constructed? Meaning, if you think about the architecture of the boat, so it flips over and basically gives us what a roof normally looks like. And so over here, are we talking about now where you flipped it over, so now it's a roof? So the Gemara says, Maishnami gag yechidi. So I don't understand. How is that different than a single rooftop? A single rooftop, you're allowed to carry within the area of a single rooftop. Now, again, by the way, this, as we know, is a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. And we also know that it's a stira between today's daf and yesterday's daf. But for our purposes right now, let's assume that if I have a single rooftop, I'm allowed to carry within that single rooftop, especially if the mechitzas are nikaris, if the walls are discernible. So anyway, so the Gemara says, so I don't understand. Why would you give it the status of being a karmelis if I turned over the boat so that it could service and function as a rooftop? So then, for sure, it would not have the karmelis status and I would be allowed to carry. So the Gemara says that what you did is you turned it over in order to put a new layer of pitch on top of it. So under those circumstances, if the whole purpose of turning it over is to put a new layer of pitch, so then it has the status of a karmelis. Rashi says over here why. Rashi says shekafla zafsa shebatam in chisasam etaras dira de einan om dos kozman kfiasa lo lediras ma'alam v'lo lediras matan. Once you turn it over, so then Rashi says at that point in time it loses all kinds of residential definition, both for above and below. So v'havuka amud ve'ama. At this point in time, it's just basically a plank. And so therefore, now basically what we're looking at is that it's strictly non-residential. If it's non-residential, so now it's going to have the status of being a karfaf. And therefore, one is not allowed to carry any more than dala amos in that area. Continuing in the Gemara, we are on Sadim and Beis. About 10 lines from the top of the Amud. Rav Ashi Masin Asfina. Now Rav Ashi, as far as this back and forth that we just learned together, so he learned it on the boat as we just presented in the Gemara. And Rav Acha Berei Derava Masin La Achsadra. Rav Acha Berei Derava learned it on the case of the Achsadra. Case of the Achsadra, which we've gone over already a number of times. We quoted this case earlier in our Masechta. It's a really straightforward case. And that is, I have four poles. I have a roof over the four poles. And do we say that this is an area called a Rishus Yachid? The Itmar, the Gemara, brings down the following. Achsadra Bebika. I put the pavilion in. It's in a Bika. It's in a valley. So that means to say now that there's nothing surrounding it. And it's in a totally open area. Rav Amar Mutal Talta Bekula. Rav is of the position that you can carry underneath the entire area of the pavilion. Shmuel Amar Ein Metaltan Bo Ela Ba'arba Amos. Shmuel says that no, you can only carry four Amos. Meaning the Shita Shmuel is that this area is the status of a karmelis. Rav Amar Motel Tata Bekul Amrin Pitekoriov is so same. Rav's of the position that you're allowed to carry within the whole area based on the principle of Pitekoriov is so same. The edge of the roof comes down and creates a wall. Rav over here is Mechadish that that's not only true once, not just twice, but rather on all four sides. Rav says that once we have a roof that covers the entire area, even though there are no walls, the principle of Pitikar Yor Visosim allows us to say that the roof continues and just drops down on all four sides. Shmuel, on the other hand, says no. Ushmuel Amar Ein Metaltan Ba Ela Ba'arba. Lo Amrin Pitikar Yor Visosim. And Shmuel does not subscribe to the idea of Pitikar Yor Visosim. Rashi over here writes that Shmuel doesn't reject the principle of Pitikar Yor Visosim out of hand, just simply the application of allowing it to go on all down on all four sides. So to that, Shmuel is rejecting that idea that we do not say particularly of Yor Visosim on all four sides. So under these circumstances, Shmuel would argue with Rav regarding the status of this pavilion, whether or not it has the status of Rishos Yachid. Okay, we'll stop over here tomorrow. We're going to pick it up with a couple more comments and a little more discussion regarding the Gagos, according to the Shita of Meir, according to the Shita of the Chachamim, Aliba de Rav, Aliba de Shmuel. Okay, much more on this topic coming up tomorrow. Let's quickly recap. Let's review. We started off the daf on the bottom of Pei Tes Amud Beis, noting that there are circumstances in which somebody, because he has ease of access, is going to assume the rights to all the rooftops. That was the halacha of Abaye. Rav says it also can work against you, meaning if your doorway is not facing the rooftops, but if your doorway is facing the other side, the outside of the building, let's say there's a garden right below. So under those circumstances, the doorway doesn't help you, but just the opposite, it hurts you. and it does not give you access to the rooftops, and it does not give you rights to the rooftops. Rami Bar Chama Rabibi Bar Abaye spends a good amount of Tzadni Amin Aleph going over scenarios where I have the Carmelis of the rooftop. Again, it's a Carmelis according to the Chachamim, Aliba de Rav. So it is a Carmelis, and therefore, would one be allowed to transfer from this Carmelis to a Carmelis that is right next to it? This question is posed both by Rami Bar Chama and Rabibi Bar Abaye, and the Gemara notes that there may in fact be differences between the questions that was asked by Rabbi Bar Chama. He asked the question to the top of Aksadra, and Rabibi Bar Abaye, he asked the question regarding a Chorva. Good. Then on Tzadni Amin Aleph, in the middle of the Amud, so the Gemara now goes over, what if I have multiple rooftops according to Rav Meir, which is one Rishus, it's one domain. What if I have a single rooftop according to the Sheet of the Chachamim, so would I be able to carry in that area all those rooftops according to Rav Meir, and then the one rooftop according to the Chachamim? Rav says you're allowed to. You're allowed to carry within the entire area. And Shmuel says that you're not allowed to. And obviously what happens now is confusion between yesterday's daf and today's daf. Yesterday's daf, Rav and Shmuel said just the opposite. So what the Gemara did in the course of today's daf is it resolved the stira between Rav and Rav. It resolved the stira between Rav and Shmuel. As far as Rav and Rav are concerned, so yesterday where Rav says that you cannot carry within the area on the rooftop, even within a single area of the rooftop, is because in yesterday's daf, so we do not say good asik mechitzasa. Under those circumstances in yesterday's daf, you cannot even make the outline of the walls. Certainly not the interior walls that are below you, but not even on the side of the building, meaning the roof goes over and over, overlaps the entire area. And so therefore, no walls are going up. Masha'en came in today's daf, where Rav says that you can carry underneath the entire area. So that's talking about where the roof doesn't go over the side of the walls, and you can make out the walls. And under those circumstances, Rav would say that we would say good asik mechitzasa. Shmuel, and the discrepancy between yesterday's daf and today's daf. So the Gemara said that according to Shmuel of yesterday's daf, so the reason why you're allowed to carry within the whole area is because he subscribes to good asik mechitzasa, and the area was less than a beis asayim. As opposed to in today's daf, where he says that you're not allowed to carry within the whole area, is because the area is greater than a beis asayim, otherwise known as the area being a karpuf. The Gemara had discussions on the bottom of Tzadni Amin Aleph regarding a boat, whether the walls of the boat can be viewed as hukal fadira or eino hukal fadira. My cloak is between Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel was pressed on this issue. The halacha follows like you or like Rav. Shmuel acknowledges that the halacha follows like Rav. The Gemara dealt with a detailed question of what happens when the boat's turned over. Is the boat going to lose its status of being a hukal fadira? So the Gemara says it really depends on why he turned it over. And finally, the last thing we discussed was the achsadra. When I have a pavilion where it has a roof and it has four and it has no walls, but it's got four poles in the four corners, can that be viewed as a rishus yachid? Rav says yes. Shmuel says no. Rav says yes, predicating on the idea of pitikra yod v'sosim, that the edge of the roof comes down and creates halachic walls on all four sides. And Shmuel says that although in principle he agrees with the idea of pitikra yod v'sosim, but not to the extent where it's going to go down on all four sides. Adkan.